I'm Lorelai Kinneen. I'm in Takotna. Meet Jan Newton.
I've been here at the checkpoint since 1972, when it was over at the Takotna Bar.
Now, the Takotna checkpoint has been known for its hospitality. Jan Newton started it all.
Seen the mushers and watched them grow up and watched them get old. But I don't tell the mushers that, though, you know.
So you're kind of in charge here at the checkpoint, making sure everyone's fed and taken care of. Why do you do this? What is it about the Iditarod that gives you such a spirit to do that?
It started out, like I said, it was over in David's Bar, and they didn't cook for them, you know, and I started the chili beans. I said, you know, they could have a bowl of chili. And one thing led to another, and then when we got this community building, and it was so big, and we had a nice kitchen, and so that's where it got started. We thought, well, we'll ask the gals, you know, should we serve them breakfast, and why not, you know? So they get breakfast, lunch, and dinner if they want. And we make them a sack lunch to go. And that's been going on for years.
Newton said the meal for the mushers and for news media is all free.
But if it's a bunch of tourists and that, then they pay. I think everybody that's heard of Takotna and Iditarod has heard food, 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 you know, pies, pies, pies. The Iditarod pilots, they come over here to get pies to take to McGrath. They're all just very nice people, you know, all treat us really nice.
And Newton and the folks that work with her treat the mushers nice in turn.
We order one T-bone steak for each musher and a few extra for special people. And they get that one special meal of their own, so...
So, the pies are famous at this checkpoint. I've never been here before, but I had always heard about the pie in Takotna, and I really wanted to experience it for myself. And so I'm really happy to be here today, and thank you.
Have you eaten any pie?
I haven't yet.
Oh, okay.
So when did that whole tradition start with the pie?
That probably with me, because I was raised in restaurants, you know, my mother was a cook, and you never cooked in there unless you got dessert, you know, so I thought, why not? And we bake cakes. I do that early and freeze them, you know, and that, and then like yesterday and the day before, I bake pies. Today, I've got some, I think about 6 or 8 more to bake, but I'm looking at these and they're going pretty fast.
Can you talk about maybe some memories that you've had? What are your favorite moments that you've had spent here in this building?
I think it was probably, gosh, there's so many of them, you know, but be with Jeff King and Rick Swinson, you know. They have just been lovely. There's some of them, and I won't name names, that when they walk through the door, they expect you to bow down. And I've had a few words with 2 or 3 of them, and you'd recognize them real easy, but it's turned out real good. Dee Dee's one of the sweetest persons that ever comes in here.
The pie baker for years and years went on and on about the nice people who have come through Takotna and the nice people affiliated with the Iditarod.
Who's the race judge?
Race judge?
Nordman. Nordman, yeah. And he's such a good person, too. They're all good, you know. Never met any of you newspaper people or anything else at work. Just nice. And you can put that in the paper so they'll hear.
Radio.
Radio, yes. In the radio, yeah.
So Takotna is a pretty special checkpoint because so many mushers take their 24-hour rest here. So you get an exceptional experience yourself seeing these guys, seeing them rest, seeing them relax for a while. So you see a lot of Iditarod that many people don't get to see.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. They sit around and talk with you about, like, you're running the race, you know. And I'm going, okay, tell me all about it. People think they're highfalutin' or something, you know, like stuck up. They're just common, ordinary, everyday people. And when they're not racing their dogs, I'm sure they're home working just like everybody else, you know.
So you must hear a lot of stories then. And
yeah, there is, you know. And you kind of, when they say something, you kind of, are you serious?
What's your favorite thing about volunteering your time and your energy? What's your favorite thing about Iditarod and being a part of it?
Just meeting the mushers year after year. Like, we got one musher that likes coconut and banana cream pie. You'll know who it is. If you have a special, let me know, and I'll make you one. But I always make more than one, because as soon as they start eating a piece of, what do you got, you know? Oh, I'll try some of that, you know. I learned that when King was running. He liked pecan, and he'd send me a case of pecans every year, but I'd only make one or two. Well, he'd sit there and eat a whole pecan pie. So I make about pretty close to 75, 80 pies.
Wow.
Yeah. I get all of the double crust ones. I make them up, you know, ahead of time. But the cream ones, been making them for 2 days now, so.
Jan Newton moved to Takotna in 1972 when her husband told her that this was where he wanted to retire.
He said, I found the place I want to retire. And I said, where? He said, oh, he said Tatalina. And I thought he said Catalina. And I said, you're supposed to be in Alaska. He said, I am. It's a military base.
It sounds like you just really enjoy being here.
I do. And my husband does too. It's just been an exceptionally good life.
That was Jan Newton, the lady who made the Takotna checkpoint what it is today, the place most mushers relax and take their 24-hour layover. Reporting in Takotna, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.